What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 75. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend, Damien. Tell him what's up.
What's up, guys? Back for another one.
Let's get it. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Audio Boom, Google Play Store, that one app that you guys know about that we don't know. But we mainly talk about video games, movies, TV show, anime, pretty much anything that interests us and our daily lives. But how we usually start this, Dame, what's been going on, man? Been a couple of weeks since the last episode, but no biggie.
Yeah, same old. Just caught up on all my shows and everything like that, which we'll get into later, but just same old shit.
Hell yeah. Same here. Had a couple of days off from work, and it's been pretty chill. Caught up on some video game action. Been playing Arceus and stuff. But other than that, yeah, I'm still over here in Texas. I get to go home in a couple of weeks. That'll be fun. I tried visiting you, but they canceled my flight because of the winter storm.
Yeah, I got so, iced out over here.
Yeah, dude, I heard it sucked. But my crap, what's your brother's name again? Dominic was telling me that they weren't gonna let the airplanes land because the roads were gonna be icy for them to take off and to land. So I told him, I was like, dude, have they not heard of chains, tire chains? They could just But yeah, other than that, yeah, man, you wanna hop? Nothing interesting, honestly, this week for me. I literally have not done anything at work because there just hasn't been anything for us to do. And not anything, but we find some stuff, but we're mainly waiting for them. So that's good on our part that they're not waiting on us, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's been 4 days off, chilled. But yeah, man, I've been itching. Let's hop into some news. Are you down for that?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So we got like a couple of TV show, movie news going on. We finally got the announcement of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. It is finally airing May 25th. And before we started recording, you said you're tired of Star Wars shows. What do you mean by that?
When is enough enough? You know, like, I feel like they're announcing a new show or something new. Like, even from the director doing, what is it, the Jedi game again.
Oh, they're just bringing that game to the Switch. Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So why?
Force Unleashed. Yeah.
Stop.
That game's awesome.
Well, I don't know.
It's probably just so much Star Wars, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I'm probably being a little bit biased because I haven't even really watched the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Or did anything of the sort. So, I mean, I did try Mandalorian. I didn't get through season one. Mm-hmm. I probably should finish it. I stopped literally on maybe the episode before last, if not the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who knows?
Definitely should at least watch that. Or have you seen the, crap, what is it called? Star Wars, the anime one. Remember watching it in my room?
I think we only watched like one episode.
Yeah, it was only the first one. But yeah, I haven't even finished that one either, but I want to. I've been waiting to go home to watch it. But
Is it on Disney Plus?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Dude, I didn't even tell you, but I sent a picture to the group chat. This is probably going back to interesting, getting off topic a little bit, but so there's a leak in my room.
Oh yeah.
I guess like a pipe cracked, like a mouse chewed through the pipe. And it busted, not busted, but it was like squirting on the, like near my room. And it was making a puddle underneath my TV and under my PC desk. My brother was telling me, and I was like, damn, that sucks. So my dad called the plumber and he went out to go check it out. And they said that they needed to get through like my desk and stuff to get to the pipe. And unfortunately, they had to take my whole desk apart, dude. And it's like, I'm not worried that anything's broken or anything, but it's just the fact that all my stuff there, like, that's my stuff, you know? I take care of it myself, so just me not being there to disassemble it, put stuff away, is like, damn, I'm worried about my stuff, you know? But, yeah, my brother sent me pictures, is like, all, like, taken apart, and I'm like, fuck. My heart hurts a little.
Yeah, literally the worst timing too.
Mm-hmm. So now the first thing I do when I get home is I got to fix that drywall. And then I have to put my whole setup back together and everything. So Elden Ring LAN party is canceled. My heart.
I don't
but that reminded
me. That's the first thing I thought of when you sent the picture. I was like, damn, that fucking sucks. As soon as you get home, that's the first thing you got to do. And I'm sure you're going to clean your room when you get home anyways. But
no, dude, that's the thing that bugs me the most, too, because every time I leave for work and I'm going to be gone for a while, I always deep clean my room. I dust everything, wash my bed. Like, I do everything. Like, I clean it good. And now I just come home. Now I'm going to have to come home to a mess. I'm like, God damn it. This is what I didn't want to come home to.
I just hope there isn't anything that's, like, really bad water damaged or anything like that that you have to replace or anything. Because I don't think you had anything sitting directly on the floor, so...
Yeah, the only thing I could think of is just IKEA furniture, which I'm thinking, like, I hope it doesn't get messed up, because then I'm probably going to have to buy new furniture for it, which I don't want to do, but I don't know. We'll see. I doubt it, but I don't know. I won't know until I get there, which sucks even more, you know? That's probably just the biggest thing. It's worrying, but worrying's not going to get me anywhere. It's not going to get me home sooner. I just... what it is, what it is, you know, things like there was no way around it, so there's no one to blame at all
besides the Reds.
I forgot to mention that, but as a side tangent, that's what I thought of when I said I should binge watch when I get home. Oh fuck, I can't. anyways, yeah, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series is airing May 25th. I do not believe there is a teaser trailer as of now. It was just a poster with the release date on it.
Gross.
But moving on from that, we finally got an official trailer of the Halo TV series, and that comes out March 24th, which is like, damn, now people are going to be debating, do I pay for Paramount Plus or do I pay for Disney Plus for Obi-Wan? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's not going to be on Disney?
No, the Halo show is going to be on Paramount Plus.
Is it Paramount exclusive?
Yeah.
Best believe I'm ripping it off the internet. Don't hit me with that.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good. I thought the trailer looked pretty good. I've seen a lot of people trying to compare it to like a CW show, kind of like The Flash or something. But honestly, it looks way better than what they got going on with the DC universe, in my opinion.
And
because I used to be a CW fanboy.
Yeah, and those shows aren't even bad. Like, the story's good, you know. Like, yeah, some of the stuff's a little cheesy, but overall, they're usually good shows.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool to mention. March 24th, Paramount Plus. I mean, I guess I don't know if they're going to do a weekly thing or if it's just going to be all the episodes out at once, but I'm pretty sure to get people to pay for their subscription, because I mean, who's really signed up for Paramount Plus besides me? but only reason I have Paramount Plus is to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The OG one that was on Foxbox. That thing is on there and I'm watching it. It's so good.
Did they take it? Oh no, I don't think it ever was on HBO Max.
Oh, you're probably thinking of the live movies, right?
Yeah, that's what's on there.
Yeah, I think that is on there still. But anyways, so yeah. I was thinking that they're probably going to do an episodic, like, weekly thing. So they start you off with a week free trial. You watch the first episode for free. You keep paying after that to keep watching Halo. It's not a weekly subscription. It's monthly, but after the first week, you're going to have to pay, you know?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
To get their money's worth. But I don't know. It looks good. I think it looks pretty cool. Apparently, they have a different actor for Master Chief. It's not the same voice actor that has been the same for all the Halo games.
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy's super old.
Yeah, I've heard. I think he's like, I want to say more than 50, less than 70 in between.
Yeah, because when I seen a video of him doing like just saying random stuff on... what is that? What, Cameo or whatever? But like, they were posting it on TikTok and he was just saying stupid stuff and he looked ancient.
Oh God. But Yeah, I mean, the only thing I played of Halo is Infinite, but other than that, I have not touched a Halo campaign, as many of you know. But yeah, looks cool. I'll definitely peep it out when it comes out. And I guess we can move straight to video game news.
That's right, the biggest topic for today.
Yeah, we got a couple of big news. What do we go with first? Sony? I guess we'll just go through with all the Sony stuff, since it's pretty much just Sony news. Discord and PlayStation has finally came out with an update where you could show your Discord friends what you're playing on PlayStation, and that's pretty much it. And more to come, I assume.
Yeah, they should be after getting that, the app, I suppose, right?
What happened?
I said, weren't they talking about doing like a Discord app on PlayStation itself?
Yeah, integrating Discord into the PlayStation console itself, I believe, is one of their goals, I would assume. Because it's part of their investment now. They own some stock from Discord.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the biggest Sony news we got is Sony bought Bungie for $3.6 billion. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's like I don't know how I feel about it yet. I mean, the only Bungie game I really care about is Destiny. I just got to kind of see what happens with that. As long as there isn't a repeat from, it was all the way from Destiny 1 to like the second or third season of Destiny 2. It was PlayStation exclusive. Like even on Destiny 2, we had to wait like years for the DLC before anybody else got it. So as long as they don't do anything like that, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know for sure when Bungie was owned by Activision, they were just like tired of being in a like pretty much at their throats the entire time, like do this. And they pretty much canceled and said, we're going to buy ourselves out of this contract to go do what we want to do because we're tired of your guys' like rules, you know? But Sony has cleared up that pretty much nothing is going to change. They just want to use, they just always had that close connection to not buy them out. And pretty much Bungie is going to be a multi-platform developer still. They're not going to do... Like, Destiny isn't going anywhere. Destiny isn't going to be exclusive. Destiny 3.
Yeah, I'm not worried 3, about that. You know? I'm more worried about, like, DLCs and stuff like that, like it was in the past. But I know they're not going to do that because they already said, like, yeah, they just said you have full creative freedom. Just run with it. Not even try to dip their hand in it and nothing like that.
Yeah, one thing, it's pretty much like, hey, like, let us buy you out. You help us. We help you. Like, let's keep the motion together, you know? Pretty much... I think Sony's goal is for them to bring Bungie's visions of creating TV shows and movies to come true. And they help them by creating more of a, what do you call those type of games? Like Destiny 2, where you just keep bringing content to an online game, an online service game, right?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily... When I think online service, I think like World of Warcraft, where you need like a yearly subscription.
Okay. Or like Warframe, right? They just keep bringing new content to that free-to-play game.
Yeah, because that's pretty much what they're kind of standard now. But I don't know how it's going to work, just because even with that, it's the base game is very bare bones without any sort of DLC. And I know the only... place that has the DLC where you don't actually have to buy it is Game Pass.
Destiny 2 is on Game Pass?
Yeah, Destiny 2's DLC is on Game Pass.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So it's cool, but I'm sure PlayStation will do the same thing with their subscription service once it launches.
Yeah, forgot what that thing's called.
PlayStation Now? No.
No, like their project name.
Oh yeah. I don't remember
yet. Crap, I forgot what it's called. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. It's like, damn, like $3.6 billion. And regardless, like, even if Bungie is multi-platform, whatever Bungie game makes and sells on Xbox and sells on PC, PlayStation is getting that cut now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they'll make their money back with any. Like, I heard... crap, what did I hear? Something like Destiny's 2's DLC and just like cosmetics made a quarter of what Call of Duty made last year.
Which is
just from being,
yeah, which is huge.
Yeah, something like that. It's like, that's not a hard fact, but it was something relevant to that. But yeah, I think it's a pretty cool move. I don't know how I feel about all these acquisitions, because they did say don't expect this to be the last of this year, because they are going to acquire more studios as the months come, or weeks, whatever. But more requirements. Sony is acquiring more companies this year, they said. But yeah, I don't know how to feel about all these company buyouts. I don't know if I sit well with them, how they're gonna go. Xbox like owns two of the biggest ones, fucking Activision and Bethesda, and damn, like Sony has bought in companies before, and it's like, oh yeah, that's awesome, you know? Like, that's a cool win-win for PlayStation fans, but they really only bought, like, studios that are close with PlayStation, you know?
Yeah.
Like we talked about last, like, who would be next, if anything? Like, Bandai Namco, Square Enix, but them buying Bungie is like, oh, cool. Like, it's more mellow still. It's not nothing crazy. But I don't think you could get anything crazier than Activision and Bethesda, honestly.
Well, maybe just the Bungie was just setting the stage for what's next.
Maybe, yeah, because Jim Ryan, is that his name? I forgot, but yeah, I can only see who they acquire next and how stunning it would be, or shocking. But I don't think anything's gonna top Activision. That is insane.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't turn into a content war.
Yeah, it's kind of like, damn, like, we have all these companies that are just getting bought out by other video game companies, which is like, it seems fine for now, but to me it's just like, right now with Bungie, it's like, cool. Like, they work with PlayStation closely. It makes sense. But like, Bethesda and Activision, it was like, who saw that coming at all, you know?
Just woke up one day and was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, same thing with like Insomniac. Okay, Insomniac made Spider-Man. It was exclusive. After that, they're like, hey, you guys want to get bought out? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was something close. But Xbox is just like, we got the bills. Let's go get these guys.
we got some money to spend. Let's go ahead and
Like I said, I don't know how I sit with this, but with this Bungie deal, it's more of like, yeah, makes sense. Cool.
Just a wait and see kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, I think Microsoft is acquiring more studios also that they're going to be talking about this year. And we'll see how it all goes. We'll definitely be here to talk about it. But, other than that, we got another sort of PlayStation news. Ghostwire Tokyo had a showcase showing off the gameplay, and they had a commentary from the developers at the studio. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. For me, I don't know. I haven't bought too many games on PlayStation, so I haven't been too high.
I think this is coming to PC also. I don't know if it's going to be Epic exclusive or if it's coming to Steam too.
Well, if it's Epic, I'm probably not gonna. I'm gonna wait for it to come out on Steam more than likely. Just can't give Epic any more money. They have enough.
For sure, for sure. But what'd you think about the gameplay? I thought it looked interesting as hell. I'm pretty hyped for it because these guys made, I believe they, excuse me, they made The Evil Within.
Yeah, it looks crazy. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. It just looks different, you know? That's what kind of like pulled me in. But it's one of those things that I got to stop getting so excited. I got to wait for some reviews to drop and stuff like that before I start just going all in again.
Yeah, definitely. It piques my interest too. When I first saw this, I was like, Naruto fighting demons, I'm all for it. First person Naruto doing handjutsu, get ready for my Chidori, let's go. But yeah, when they showed off the, like that, it wasn't like a boss fight, but when he was sneaking into the building, like the very first couple of minutes, mm-hmm. I was like definitely hooked from that stealth and those Doctor Strange strings.
Yeah.
Damn, that was dope. But definitely check that out if you guys don't know what we're talking about. But it was pretty cool seeing the commentary and show that audio engineer was super hyped on the 3D audio. And if you haven't experienced 3D audio besides you or the audience, and you could try it out on a PS5, it is definitely a game changer. It is, the sound is so crazy and feels so nice.
Yeah, I think I got to get the PS5 headset so I can try that out.
They have it compatible with other headsets as well. And actually, they had an update for the PS5 where they can make your TV speakers 3D audio. I don't know how well that works because I have surround sound, so it doesn't work on that. Yeah, but
I mean,
it's there.
I'd have to get more speakers, I would think. So if it's just coming out of the TV, I don't know how that would sound.
Definitely. But other than that, yeah, that's been your PlayStation news. But we first got a look at Risk of Rain 2's first DLC launching March 1st with a new character and map, and she looks pretty badass. We've been definitely playing a lot of Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah, I haven't been able to jump back on it, but the last couple times we played, we pretty much went for all the challenges and the relics, and we did a lot the last time we played. I think at the moment, I think I'm sitting at 50 or 60 hours on that game.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm hyped for the DLC as well. I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely going to pick that up. I could probably say Risk of Rain 2 and Gunfire are the only games I come back to every single time. Oh, new update? Oh, new character, new map? I'm playing. Yeah. Like the update's there on Steam. Oh, okay. Pressing play now. Cryptic, Dame, get on.
Yeah, let's just try it.
Gunfire?
What's going on?
Gunfire?
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 Wait. Did you say Gunfire?
Anybody say, do you guys hear that?
Can I get a
gunfire?
Can I get a gunfire on the YouTube comments, please?
But yeah, dude, Risk of Rain 2 and Gunfire, probably my favorite games on PC.
Oh yeah.
But definitely check that out if you guys haven't. And Bandai Namco working hard at making sure the bug in Elden Ring isn't there, apparently. Right.
Yeah. So they. So the Dark Souls servers are still going to be down, even after Elden Ring's launch. So,
I don't know if we talked about it in the last episode, Dane, but can you explain the bug?
So basically, what's happening with the bug is there's always hackers, of course, on computers. That's just kind of how it goes. But basically, what ended up happening is there's a hack that's going around where the hacker in the game that invades you. Can get access to your entire computer. Not only can they go through, they can basically just take control. They can brick it. They can steal all your personal information. And it's just pretty ridiculous. And it's been going on for quite some time. We've been fortunate enough not to run into that problem because we've been playing a lot of Dark Souls the past couple of months.
And a lot of people have raided us too.
Well, that's one thing that me, Matt, and Cryptic used to do is we would just go to the most populated area and we would just PvP because it's fun. And like I'm talking, we would run into 20 to 30 people, like different people a night, and we would run into a hacker every now and again, but luckily none of us ever got.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there was like a post barely today, right?
Yeah.
That they announced that they're going to keep the Dark Souls servers down and they're working hard on Elden Ring to make sure it's not in that game too.
So we should be expecting some sort of anti-cheat software once that game releases.
Oh, okay.
That's what's nice, speculated, nice. But there's been no confirmations.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, man. And today we got as always, surprise Nintendo Directs happened the day before the Direct, so I had no time to prep for this. Literally came out today as we are recording this. But overall, I don't know if you watched the whole thing, Dane. I watched it until Xenoblade Chronicles 3, I had to go back to work.
That was the end, yeah. So you pretty much got it all.
Okay, sweet. Overall, a lot of people have been saying the directs have been kind of like mediocre, not as great as they used to be, but
they had some heat.
I've always been content.
They had some heat and today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed today's direct. It was about 40 minutes long. They said that they're only going to talk about the first half of the year, games about the first half of the year. And they're always like direct on what they're talking about. And people just take it out of proportion. Like, okay, we're going to have a Animal Crossing direct tomorrow. And everyone's like, where's Breath of the Wild 2? What the hell? Yeah. It's like
even, because I've been seeing a lot of rumors that some Legend of Arceus DLC was supposed to drop. Or something like that.
That someone found files for more stuff to come in.
Yeah, so there were speculations about April, but that's obviously not.
Oh, damn. It would have been indirect. 100%. I feel like it's too soon, though.
Well,
you think they'll show like DLC for the game so soon?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. But then again, like even with Sword and Shield, I think it was about a year. After that game came out is when the DLC got announced. Or was it just later that year?
If there were to be DLC for Arceus, what would it be? You finished the game already, right?
I finished it for the most part. I've been watching my brother play a lot. He's working on finishing his Pokedex. He's a 9-star right now. He's caught all the legends. He beat the final guy. I know you haven't got there yet, so I don't want to spoil it. The fight is very difficult.
Yeah, dude, no joke, when your brother kept saying in the background, why are they gangbanging me? I'm over here casually catching freaking Starlies, Eevees, whatevers, and I'm like, man, this ain't no struggle. I'm a 5-star now, and I'm still not even I'm hitting Pokemon that are like 23, and I'm kind of struggling now. No joke, it gets pretty intense so quick.
Oh yeah, I think the worst part is just if you have a bunch of Pokemon aggroed on you and you try to battle one, you have to battle them all.
Oh god,
that's when it gets bad, because it could be hey, I want to just run through these guys, but I want to go fight this guy real quick just to catch him real quick, you know. And then if you aggro people on the way, all of a sudden your one-on-one turns into a one-on-5. And they're going to attack you 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
Just run. That's my best tip for you. Just run.
I love that runaway animation. Oh, shit. Gotta go. Recall your Pokemon.
Even what you can do, too, is you can literally just turn around and just start running. And it will set you straight too far from the battle and you just keep running.
Real? I haven't tried that.
You can do that.
I wanted to try, but I didn't want to get knocked out. What happens if you take the hit in front of the Pokemon?
So
do you get hit?
You get hit, and your Pokemon still takes damage, so don't do it.
We got off topic, but what do you think Arceus DLC would be?
It's a little rough, because I feel like they put a lot in the game. But my guess... Well, hopefully, I kind of hope that they don't even do DLC. I hope that they just kind of keep the Legend series running, but with a different generation, is what I hope for. Unless they do a different generation as DLC, but that doesn't really make sense.
So
I honestly don't even really want a DLC, if that makes sense, in hopes that they would do another game. But then again, it's Nintendo. They're going to go for the cash grab, Pokemon sells. So if they do a DLC, I can't even really imagine. I think they would probably just do what they did in the other game and just add more Pokemon and just a new place to explore. But story-wise, I feel like it'd be very lacking, just like this story is. The story's kind of empty.
Okay. And dude, we didn't even talk about what we've been playing, but obviously they know we've been playing Arceus. The last time we were on, you were kind of iffy on all the leaks. You didn't know if you were going to like this game. How do you feel about it now?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I still have my gripes with it graphically wise and everything like that. But then again, it's Nintendo. But at the same time, it was everybody's like, well, it's hard to make a game run on the Switch. I mean, look at, even the trailer that we got for Kirby, that looks amazing. And
yeah, it looks like freaking Kirby Odyssey, Mario Odyssey.
And it's just, that's, even when I seen that, the first thing I thought of was like, wow, like, you know, come on, Game Freak. But I just hope that they hopefully take their time on the next game and just make it a little bit better. But I probably sunk maybe 40 hours into Arceus. I still haven't beat the final boss. I'm in the middle of remaking my team and stuff, but when I first started playing, I couldn't put it down.
Nice. Dylan was telling me that Eevees are hard to catch in the game. Is this true? Because I have like six.
Yeah, they're not necessarily hard. It's just one of those things that they don't always spawn. Because there's some Pokemon that only spawn during a certain time of day. And then there's also just random spawns completely. Like, for instance, my brother, he's trying to finish. He's going like island to island, I suppose you could say, or section by section, trying to fill out the Pokedex section. And he's been leaving, coming back. He still can't get a Munchlax to spawn. They spawn. The spawns are all on the internet, so we looked up where they spawn at, but it's not guaranteed to spawn there. Like, there was even a lot of people getting mad because they can't catch the Growlithe, for instance.
Oh, yeah, the Hisui version. I haven't even seen it yet. Yeah,
so that's actually, like, in the beach area. I don't know if you're there yet, but he spawns in the beach area. On one of the cliffs, but it's, I guess, like a low spawn rate, and it's so bad that you can go to GameStop right now and they'll give you a code for a Hisuian Growlithe. I'm serious.
All right, that's been episode 75.
Yeah, so it's a Hisuian Growlithe and 20 feather balls.
Damn, that's dope. You could probably even call customer service and get the code through there. That's what the guy told me last time. He was like, yeah, if we run out of codes, you could literally just call customer service and they'll give you a code online, like through the phone. And I was like, oh, word? That's cool. When I forgot. I think for it was for Sword and Shield.
Oh, maybe we can send
like Gigantamax. True. But yeah, I've also been playing Arceus. I love it. It's freaking awesome. I'm enjoying it.
Taking it.
But going back to freaking what we were talking about, Nintendo Direct happened today, and I didn't write down everything that happened. If you want to know everything, they showed off a couple other games, but I took down the major ones that we liked. And first one that I was like super excited for was when I heard like the music, and I was like, this sounds like Wii Sports.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, dude, me and my brother gasped and we just like looked at each other like, no fucking way.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be freaking awesome. It's called Nintendo Switch Sports, comes out April 29th, and it's literally Wii Sports, but just on the Switch in a higher, there's no Miis or anything. They look like different and like 3D models, like avatars.
Yeah, I feel like, cause there was a couple different shots of the Miis. I feel like if it might have its own kind of character creator in it, opposed to you picking like a pre-selected kind of guy. I feel like they went a little bit more in depth with it just because I saw so many different variations.
Yeah. And yeah, I could see that happening too, if you could create your character. Or I could also see happening what Nintendo does a lot too, is like a filter. Imagine they have like a Mii filter where you actually play as a Mii character. You know what I mean? That'll be pretty dope. But other than that, yeah, like all the sport animations, they sound just like Wii Sports. Like the tennis, when they're whacking the ball, I was like, oh, my ears. And then bowling, what is it? Up to like, you could join like a 46-player lobby. Yeah. That is insane. What is it called?
You can play random people online, or you can just, I think,
you can play with others online.
Yeah, you could play with your friends online, you can play with random people online, and then on one Switch console, you could play with 8 people.
Yeah, dude, that is so awesome. They, obviously, to play online, you're going to need a Nintendo Nintendo Online membership.
Which you should have anyways. But,
yeah. I mean, if you don't play online, I can see why you don't have it. But, I mean, it's $20 for a year. I believe it's $15. I don't know how much it is for 3 months. $10? And it's $3 for a month. That's just the baseline. And then there's, like, an ultimate online membership. I forgot what it was called. That comes with the Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis, and DLC. Animal Crossing DLC.
Yes.
But, yeah, the Nintendo Switch Sports looks freaking awesome. I can't wait. They added, I think, 3 new games, volleyball, soccer, and Batman. Yeah, which is...
The soccer, I don't know how I'm feeling about that. When you buy the physical, it comes with a leg strap. Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine and good. But then again, we didn't even use the wrist straps when it came out on Wii, so...
Dude, I own so many pairs of Joy-Cons, I do not know where any of those wrist straps are. I'm probably going to have to buy some like third-party ones from Etsy or something, or Amazon.
I think I have like 6 pairs of the covers, just like everywhere.
But yeah, so apparently they're going to have a online testing this weekend, or next weekend actually, February 18th to the 20th. To pretty much test their online servers, see how it's going to go before the full launch in April.
It's only going to have 3 things on the test. So it's only going to be the bowling, and then it's going to be the volleyball, and I believe the badminton.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's neat.
Yeah, so at least not just. Well, it's not going to be the full game, but at least you get 2 new ones and then, you know, good old bowling.
Yeah, and overall, it's just a test for Nintendo anyways. I wouldn't expect them to put every single game in there. But, oh, that's dope, so I could probably play volleyball. Yeah. That's probably what I'm most hyped for, too.
No, it did look super interesting.
Ace!
I know, when it came on, I was like, oh, cool. I was like, we get to play Haikyuu Simulator? And then my brother has never seen that show, so he just looked at me and was like, what are you talking about?
The bastard. Best believe when that game comes out, I'm putting my headset on and just straight playing Haikyuu soundtrack.
You ain't taking no losses.
Yeah, I'll be when I'm about to spike the ball, Kagayama! But next on the direct, we got... I guess to add more DLC to talk about it, we got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe DLC is finally happening for the Nintendo Switch. And it's going to come in, I believe, 6 waves. And each wave is 8 brand new remastered tracks of original Mario Kart games. Each wave is $25, or you could get all the DLC, all the waves for free with the Nintendo Switch Ultimate membership, the one with the Nintendo 64. That one's a lot more expensive to pay for yearly than the regular $20.
Yeah, $30. I think it's $50 for the year, I believe.
Is it? Oh, damn.
Yeah, I think it's pretty up there, like with every other home console subscription, I suppose.
Personally, I think this is cool because I feel like when I play Mario Kart 8 against anybody, like, I'm just too good at these maps that I wanted new ones to master. And I'm not, like, crazy. I do not do 200cc at all. And, but, yeah, I was just kind of bored playing the same maps over and over again. And from, unfortunately, having the Wii U and actually paying for the DLC that it came with, Mario Kart 8, I already knew all the maps front and back. You know what I mean? Just to see that they're going to have DLC and 6 waves. 6 times 8 is what?
A lot.
That's It's 48, I believe. 48 brand new. I keep saying brand new. It's not. They're not new, but 48 remastered maps of original. Like, they're going to bring maps from the app game, the Mario Kart Tour game, into the first wave. Which is pretty dope. And that, I think the first wave drops March 18th. And all these waves go into the year 2023. So $25 for 8 tracks, I think is... I wouldn't say worth it if you don't play Mario Kart a lot. But I'll definitely keep my eye out for some of these. I'm super excited for this because I have not touched Mario Kart 8 in years.
Yeah, I think the last time I played it was when it dropped. And you know, you get it, you can't put it down, you keep going, and eventually you get burnt out. And then after that, I didn't think I sold it. I don't even own it anymore.
Damn. But I think, I know for sure they said that the new Mario Kart is in production this year, is in development, and that adds a new twist. But you were saying that you wish that they just put this DLC for the game, the new game?
Yeah, like something where when that came out, they'd be like, hey, here's like a classic map pack or something, you know? Or at least kind of made it a little bit cheaper, I guess. I mean, you know, the game came out in 2017. And I know it's just
probably even older if you want to count the Wii U version.
So, you know, the game is ancient. So I get it. They want to pull people back in and get people excited for the new game. But it's a little hard when we don't even have anything about the new game.
True, true.
I'm over it.
But yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is getting DLC, $25 each wave pack, 6 waves, 8 tracks per pack. First wave dropping March 18th. But other than that, we got some more. Kirby and the Forgotten Kirby and the Forgotten Land got a new trailer showing off one of Kirby's new transformations, mouthful mode. Pretty much he could suck up an entire car, be the car, a vending machine, be the vending machine. Wait, did you say
a
boat?
I remember it. I could have swore I seen a boat, but
a boat. He turns into this one thing that flies. It kind of looks like a big old boomerang, right? Or a plane.
That might have been the thing I seen, maybe.
Yeah, it looks freaking awesome. I can't wait. It comes out March 25th. They showed off how he could upgrade some abilities to master the abilities to turn them into different effects.
Super cool to me.
Yeah, dude. It looked pretty dope. I don't know what that purple one was. Like, he was shooting purple flame, but I was like... Rathalos?
Yeah.
He suck up at Rathalos?
I was more hyped about the upgrading the normal abilities opposed to like the mouthful mode. Even though the mouthful mode looks sick, I was more hyped on like, hey, like I'm already used to these power ups, but now I can make them different. Okay, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, when I first seen mouthful mode, when they just show him sucking up a car and him becoming the car, I was like, that kind of looks boring and lazy.
I will,
like, it's literally outrageously like him in a car. Like, just his mouth is over a car. It looked boring and lazy, and I was like, that kind of looks, I don't know if I like that. And then they showed more abilities during the gameplay. I was like, okay, this is pretty dope.
It
makes
sense.
If it was
just mouthful mode, I probably wouldn't be hyped for it. But as soon as that's all they showed in the beginning, and then they only showed the powers near the end, and they didn't show a lot of them, but they showed enough.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely picking this up day one. Yeah. That comes out March 25th. After that, we got some... Dude, when this came out, I was like, no way. This is not happening. We're not getting this. Mario Strikers? Battle League
Mario
Football?
Strikers.
Nintendo Switch? June 10th? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Sir?
You don't know how... I think that's like one of my top five most hyped for games for this year already, just based off of that. Because I did not expect it at all. Like,
yeah, definitely. Everyone talks so highly about the GameCube version, and I personally... I never owned a GameCube. I never owned a Nintendo console until the Wii. I've owned their handhelds, but never NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, GameCube. But yeah, my cousins, they were all about that Nintendo life, and they had Mario Strikers, and I played it with them, and I had a lot of fun. But just to personally never have been into that Nintendo life, like, I would like to hear from that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where back in the day, at least, every Mario game was just fantastic. Even the sports ones. And I don't like sports games, you know? Like, I don't like Madden. I don't like the basketball games. I don't like FIFA. I don't like
FIFA.
None of that. I can't do it. I tried. I can't do it. I don't like sports enough, you know? I'm not a big sports guy at all. But games like this, like even the Mario Golf that came out last year, I played that to death. And it was just like the old one. And this one here, the reason I like it so much is just because you make your team and you get, basically it's like a whole like kind of like league play type thing, I guess, in a story mode. There's different story modes for everybody. It's pretty sick. But just like they added like this power called like Super Strike. So it's basically like a guaranteed goal, but like it can make like a losing game turn into a winning game. So it's very simplistic, but it's also very complex at the same time. That's why I like it so much. But then again, it's been so long since I've played it. Like, I mean, I think it's elementary school days I was playing that game.
Damn. But yeah, dude, I have it. It's got me pretty excited because after, I believe this came first and then the Switch Sports after, and they're showing off the new soccer mode, and I was like, why would anyone be playing this when I'd be playing Mario Strikers? But yeah, it looks really cool. I definitely want to check more out about it. And it definitely piqued my interest because for a party game, dude, you could play 8 players on one Switch at home, you know?
And even like,
imagine how like fun that would be.
Because I've been trying to build up my GameCube collection just because I bought one again, and then I've been slowly getting my collection up. Like, I have tennis, I have baseball, the Mario ones for GameCube, old school.
Well, that Mario Sluggers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids had
so,
that.
But even, like, let's say Mario Strikers is one of the most expensive games you can get on GameCube. Like, I think just disc only is around, like, $120. And if you want, like, a complete, Jesus, you're looking around 200 plus.
Jesus. Damn.
That's how good it is.
But, yeah, Mario Strikers Battle League looks pretty dope. The title's a bit of a mouthful, I would admit.
We call it just Mario Strikers. That's all it needs.
Yeah. Other than that, something interesting popped out to me was Fire Emblem Warriors 3. I put 3 houses, but it's not 3 houses. I think it's 3 hopes. And, dude, have you played Fire Emblem Warriors?
I mean, Fire Emblem? I Fire Emblem game.
Dude, I feel like you would like Fire Emblem 3 Houses. I don't know why. I just feel like you would.
Do you know my game styles?
Yeah. It's kind of like Persona, or not really like Persona Shin Megami, but just that open world aspect. You go to school, you take classes, you grind up your stats, you build relationships, and you battle out in the field. You come back and you do that day all over again. You teach your class and you just keep going. But this one is a bit different. It's a different developer. This is kind of like Dynasty Warriors. Ooh. But this game takes place after 3 houses.
So it gives you a little
which is pretty
gives
cool.
you a little closure.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I probably put in like 16 hours in that game and I really liked it. But I forgot. I think I just dropped in and started playing something else. But I have been itching to go back. I even downloaded it to my Switch OLED. I was I'm playing this. I don't care. And then it's going to get in the backlog. And, but yeah, Fire Emblem Warriors 3 Hopes comes out June 24th. I thought that was worth mentioning because I wanted to talk about 3 houses.
There's one more game because a lot of stuff that they're actually releasing is remasters or remakes. They had the whole beginning of the direct was about like remasters and stuff. And one that I'm actually hyped about is they're actually adding Earthbound onto the SNES online.
Oh yeah, the SNES and NES Earthbound and Earthbound Mothership.
Yeah, so
Homecoming.
Homebound. Yeah, there it is. I've never played them, but I've always wanted to. So I'm actually hyped for that one. And I know in that section, they also did a little bit of a snippet of Advance Wars 1 and 2. And I know you have that on your list.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about Advance Wars. I heard good things. And I love tactical games or not really. I like tower defense games. And that seems kind of like something I would play. So I'm keeping my interest in it. I definitely want to play. I think it comes out April, they said. April 10th.
Something like that. I did download the ROMs for the game because I know they're originally Game Boy Advance games.
Okay.
I think, or there was a version of them on Game Boy Advance, but I think everybody says the ones on Advance are the best ones. So I did download the ROMs for them, but I haven't given them a shot yet, but I did throw them on my DS, so I will be giving them a shot at some point.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to, definitely grab my interest because, yeah, I just like those tower defense looking games. And it has an online mode too, so we could play that online if you get the remasters too. I think it's up to 4 players too, like 2v2 team battles.
Oh, that'd be kind of sick. Nice, so,
yeah, nice they showed little, that off.
Argument.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude. Earthbound Mothershood, Earthbound. What's the game called again? Earthbound Homebound, right? Yeah, that looks like straight up. What's that game called? Matt Plays. Crap. What is it called? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's like that skeleton dude with the blue hoodie.
Oh, Undertale.
Undertale, yes, dude. It looked exactly like Undertale. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure Undertale is copying that art style, but man, I was like, dude, this looks awesome. That did look dope. And I've heard so many good things about Earthbound, too. Yeah,
it's supposed to be like one of the biggest cult classics. And plus, you know, and Ness and Lucas are in Smash, you know, and not everybody gets into Smash, so.
Yeah, definitely. But do you have anything other interesting that you'd like from the Direct that I probably didn't put in the notes that you want to mention?
No, I think there was a couple games, but none really kind of just stuck out more than the ones that we already talked about.
Definitely. That's what I figured. Not that those games weren't good. Everything about the Direct was a banger, yeah, in my opinion.
A good Direct in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. But pretty much the ones we mentioned were kind of the ones they focused on a lot more. And everything else in between was either a remake, a remaster, or a port that is just coming to the Switch. But other than that, that's pretty much the news. And I wouldn't say this is our main topic, but this is kind of like a list of games that are coming to 2022. And we'll pause on some that we either have been playing or that we're most excited for. So we're just going to run down the list from January all the way up until who knows how long. But all right. So first of all, I mean, I guess we could talk about this. Monster Hunter Rise, January 12th, came to PC. Dame, you have been playing it since the launch of Nintendo Switch, correct? And we've been playing on PC. I mean, we haven't been playing a lot recently, but before I came to work, we were grinding, dude. Like, what, our first night was 16 hours, 18
you? Yeah, so the first night, we played for 16 hours straight. I even woke up early, you know, and we went really...
We did the tutorial on everything together.
Really, really hard. And then you had to go back to work. And then I kept going. I think I finished... I finished in about 80-something hours. Not even including the probably 50-plus that I put in on the Switch. Just because once I heard that it was getting ported over to PC, I stopped playing it on the Switch right before they updated with a couple new monsters and a couple new forms and stuff like that. So I got a nice surprise on the PC version, but it's amazing on the computer compared to the Switch.
Heck yeah, definitely. I can't wait for that DLC to come out this summer. It's nice to know that it's launching with PC and Switch same day, so PC players don't have to wait.
Yeah, I just hope on the next Monster Hunter release, it's not going to be the same thing, because I know they do a lot of like handheld games, like because most of the Monster Hunter games are actually like on the DS, you know, and things of that nature.
and PSP.
Like they like releasing them on handhelds, which I completely get, you know. But I feel like they've proved themselves with the world that it's more than welcome on, you know, home consoles and computers themselves. So hopefully they'll start doing simultaneous releases. But even if they don't, I completely understand.
Or at least add cross progression, you know. Like, I wouldn't mind, like you said, you had like 80 hours on the Switch or something, or 50 hours on the Switch. Imagine you bringing that progression to PC and just starting from where you left off. Oh, that'd be
that's
nice.
That's why when they did the vote, I was really hoping that,
the surveys,
that the cross progression was going to be a thing. But then again, definitely. It was kind of nice starting all over again. Even though I did pick the same exact weapon that I always pick, did the same exact build that I had on Switch, but it was still fun because this time I got to play with all my friends. But when I played on Switch, I was playing with my brother and my little cousin. But it's, you know, it's always different.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely. Other than that, we got God of War on PC, January 14th. Nobody Saves the World, January 18th. PC and Xbox. Paparazzi, January 20th. Pokemon Legends Arceus, talked about it. Uncharted Thieves Collection, PS5 upgrade. Dying Light 2, February 4th. Sifu, February 8th on the Epic Game Store and PlayStation. And dude, I was playing that the other day. I've only played it for one day. Dude, it is like the Dark Souls game of John Wick mixed with Kung Fu. It is awesome.
I want to give literally. It a shot, but I just got to wait for a Steam release.
Yeah, definitely. Or, yeah, it's on the PS5 also, but yeah, probably wait for a Steam release. And I think it's only $40. And then I think it's $50 for the deluxe version, which just comes with the soundtrack and art book. And you're able to play 3 days earlier. But yeah, Sifu, damn, dude. It is hard, but honestly, it feels so good when you get those dodges, those parries, and those punches in. Man, dude, it is an awesome feeling. I love the game so far.
I love when games are hard, just not when they're so hard it's unfair, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, friggin', I got to the first boss, and dude, he destroyed me. It is so hard. I literally got to the first boss. I got to the first part, the first boss, and I literally only had one try, and I had to go to sleep, and I have not touched it since. But back to the list. Ollie Ollie World, February 8th. Kingdom Hearts series, February 10th. Coming to the Nintendo Switch. Cloud version only. yeah, dude. It's kind of upsetting. Like, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2... and the other games are 3D and Game Boy games. Like, shouldn't the Switch be powerful enough to be able to play those games?
At least not
Cloud?
Some of the games that Switch is even, like, getting a port for, like, they're doing the Ezio trilogy.
Looks pretty bad.
But at the same time, it doesn't look that bad on the Switch.
Yeah. And it's just a Switch.
But then again, like, if they were just doing the ports from, I feel like there should be no issue whatsoever them running the actual game. But you would think. But, you know, they know better than I do. So,
I believe you have to run a cloud test before you can actually buy it. So you're not buying it and you have shit internet and you want like a refund or something. Like, you have to go through a test and it'll say, okay, yes, you could buy it with your internet.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing that I was a little bit disappointed in too, is because I've never played any of the Kingdom Hearts. Like, I've only ever played Chain of Memories on the Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
That was like a card game, you know, which honestly I loved it, but... Because, you know, I'm a whore for card games, but, you know, so I was hyped to give him a go.
Inscription, shout out Inscription.
Nominated.
Wait, did you say Gunfire?
So I was a little sad just because I thought I would be able to kind of get it, but I feel like I end up playing a lot of games on Switch that shouldn't be played on Switch, but that's definitely one I'm going to stay away from.
Definitely. Going down this list, I mean, next we'll talk about Lost Ark, February 11th.
which I've been playing early, because if you guys get one of the founder packs, the cheapest one I believe is $14.99, something like that, you get to play 3 days early. So far, I have, I think, 30-something hours in, something like that. It came out yesterday. I can't put it down. If you guys are fans of Diablo, and of course just fans of MMOs in general, it's a very solid one that you can definitely waste a lot of time on.
Heck yeah, I haven't seen anything of it, but I mean, I did enjoy my time with Diablo 2, the remaster, right? That's the one we were playing?
I think we were playing 3, but I think we were... Yeah,
the newest
we
one.
We played 2 for a little bit, but 2 was just a little bit too dinosaur, because they kept a lot of the old mechanics and stuff in. Like, Diablo 3 for... Yeah,
was it 2?
They did 2 remastered, but Diablo 3 is the game I have the most Diablo time in, I guess. I have... Probably 200 to 300 hours in Diablo 3. Yeah, I love
Jesus.
That and it gives off some real good Diablo vibes, but it's also its own game in the same right. And you know, just between the classes, so each class, you know, has the standard, you know, warrior, monk, so on and so forth, but when you pick your class, there's also 3 subclasses that you get to pick from as well. Like the warrior, for instance, you can pick from berserker, gun lancer, or paladin. So you get like, so you can kind of mix and match in the beginning, but once you kind of select your class, you're locked in. But I like the variety that they have opposed to Diablo. There's just tons more variety, but so far, I just finished the first continent, and there's 6 more to do, and I'm 30 hours in.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds dope. Yeah, I would say I would, like I said before we even recorded, I would play when I get home, but no, I can't. next on the list, Horizon Forbidden West, February 18th. Destiny 2 Witch Queen, February 22nd. Elden Ring Baby, February 25th. They canceled the Carlos... What did Sam say? The Carlos texture pack got delayed. the Steam Deck fully launches February 25th for the first wave.
Oh, yeah.
If you got in.
You know, I'm on the first wave.
you bastard. It doesn't make sense.
And we got a little bit of good news a couple days ago that the SD card performance on the Steam Decks is not equivalent to SSDs, but it's pretty up there.
Oh, really? Like regular SD cards, like the one that Switch holds? Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Even PC Gamer went as far to say is that it rivals an SSD. Strong words, okay. But you know, we gotta wait and see.
Yeah, for full reviews. I think Linus did a live stream of him like tearing that thing apart.
Oh yeah,
also
even Valve posted a video of them tearing it down, and I think the video is called "Tearing Down the Steam Deck So You Don't Have to."
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that out. But more, we got Shadow Warrior 3, March 1st. Have a Nice Death, March 8th, which I'm so excited for. That thing is awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen it. From the Game Awards.
It looks fun. that's all I can really see. Mm-hmm.
Tunic, the Zelda-like, Fox-like game, March 16th, PC, Xbox. Persona 4, Arena Ultimax, March 17th. Kirby, the Forgotten Land. March 25th, Ghostwire Tokyo, March 25th. Oh my god, those games come out on the same day? Oh, dude, we got a triple.
Oh.
A triple banger. Tiny Tina's Wonderland, March 25th.
I'm
not getting it.
Until it releases on Steam, which is probably not going to be for another year.
I think it's 6 months. Okay, Cryptic was saying 6 months. 6 months
then. Unfortunately, even though I'm so fucking excited for it, I would
get
PS5, but I do not like playing shooters on a controller.
That is true. That makes sense. Damn, dude, we had a triple banger. That's what we're calling games that come on the same day. Even if it's not even triple three, banger. Triple banger. out of all three of these games, yeah, I'm getting Kirby.
Yeah,
Ghostwire, and obviously Tiny Tina's going to wait, it's but Kirby. Ghostwire could wait too.
It's been so long.
GTA. Tell me about it. GTA 5 next gen update coming out March 15th.
If you buy that, they are never coming out with GTA 6.
Okay. No, it's free. It's free.
I'll say.
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, April 5th. I'm
LEGO,
definitely picking
the best
that up.
LEGO
I fucking love
are the Star Wars ones. I have played the games, I just still haven't watched the movies.
Oh, dude, they're exactly alike. Forspoken, May 24th. The Day Before, June 21st. Cuphead DLC, June 30th. Definitely picking that up. We talked about that last week. And the rest are just have a 2022 release window, maybe adjusted from the Nintendo Direct, because I wrote this list down before. Stray, Monster Hunter Rise DLC, still summer. Little Devil Inside, Sonic Frontiers, Scorn. God of War Ragnarok is what I'm waiting for. Probably my most anticipated game of the year. Dude, I'm ready. Give me God of War. I could only imagine. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but I was talking about it with my brother that there is, I assume the way this is going to end, that Odin will capture Kratos, and the third one will be portraying as Atreus in the third one to save Kratos. And in the end, Kratos dies. That's my guess. But other than that, Digimon Survive, that comes out this year?
I mean, it's
what do you think?
So much in the first place, but I don't know, because I seen screenshots, but I don't know if they're legit screenshots. It looks damn near like a mobile game.
Yeah, it looks like tactical.
It just, you know, it looks 2D, you know? The art's a little weird on it. I fucking love Digimon, so I'll probably still give it a shot, but it looks like a mobile game more than anything else. So, but then again, you know, I think the first Digimon to suck me in like super hard was the one on DS, the Moon and the Sun game. I forgot the exact names of them, but it's going to be a little bit hard, because the Digimon Cyber Sleuth is a fantastic, you know, 3D game where, you know, you have your outside elements and your inside elements, opposed to in the digital world and outside the digital world, and you're solving cases in between the two, which is pretty awesome. I really enjoyed them, but it's not looking like it's going to be anything like that, but it could be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see. Do we get more concrete news?
Yeah, definitely. I give it till July. I feel like it's a July release.
Yeah, there's not too many games releasing in July.
Mm-hmm. Next, we got Evil West, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, which I'm definitely going to pick up. Breath of the Wild 2, Witcher 3, and Cyberpunk next-gen updates. Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope, a sequel.
I did pick up the first one. I gave it a little bit of a go. Uh-huh. I put a couple hours into it, but I just dropped it and kind of never touched it again.
I literally got to the last, like, last part. Not even, like, the last boss, just the last part. Maybe three levels in, and I need, like, three more. And I just dropped it. I really liked that game. And now I'm going through it again.
The part where you get Luigi. And I maybe did a couple missions after that, and I just haven't touched it since.
It was fun, though. I like it. Like I said, I like those turn-based tactical games.
It's not as fun co-op as I thought it was going to
be. I didn't play co-op.
Yeah,
you're playing with your brother?
We gave it a shot, and it's really not that fun, because it's basically if you're just playing yourself, but you know, you have four people, he controls two, you control two. And it's just a little bit of a headache, especially if you played it by yourself for so long. You're just like, why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you do that type stuff, you know?
Okay.
Especially like trying to teach somebody the mechanics of it without having them go through the story, because they don't give you like a tutorial like that. It's not fun for them either.
But other than that, yeah, we got Metal Slug Tactics, Advanced Wars 1 and 2, which is coming out April. Ooh. Gotham Knights, still no release date. And we did get it confirmed that Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League is getting delayed till
2023. It happens to the best of them.
Which is... Yeah, it sucks, but I think I'm more hyped for Gotham Knights than Suicide Squad, honestly. I'm not like crazy excited that I want to play it, but I got to see a lot of more gameplay, honestly, because I do like the co-op mechanic. I do not believe Batman's dead. I want to see how the gear system is going to work and how the co-op is going to be entirely. But lastly, we got Hogwarts Legacy. It had a rumor that it was getting delayed, but I think they cleared it up and said it's still on track for this year. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for those two games by Warner Brothers. Gotham Knights, Hogwarts Legacy, definitely a top of my list of interest.
I just want to run around casting a Avada Kedavra.
No.
Like, what? I had to go to class? I'm like, damn, bro. No.
But that's pretty much all the news we got, right?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, definitely. I think my favorite thing was the Kirby news. That Kirby game is, got me Kirby itching. I want it.
And the Switch Sports.
Yeah, and definitely the Switch Sports. That was awesome.
A nostalgia thing, because the games aren't that great. But they also said when the game comes out, because golf wasn't showcased at all, it will be coming out in a later update for free.
Yeah, definitely. So I could only imagine. I hope they freaking add all the Wii games that it had. Or what was the other Wii game? It was like Wii Sports Resort,
which I don't remember there being any bangers on there besides the basketball one. Maybe the skiing.
I heard the snowboarding was good.
Snowboarding or skiing?
Maybe I think it had both.
Yeah,
I never had the game.
I only had Wii Sports for a long time. I don't think I forgot Resort exactly.
Well, yeah, it was free.
That was the only game I had. That's why I love it so much. But I don't remember anything. I think I played Resort once or twice, but I don't remember too much from it.
Damn. I remember playing my Wii Sports and Boom Blocks. Give me Boom Blocks.
I don't think I ever
That was tight. Is it Boom Blocks? I don't even know what it's called, but let's end the podcast right there. But yeah, it's been the Local Podcast, episode 75. Thank you. God damn it. Yeah, 75. This has been episode 75 of the Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Store, that one app that you guys know about that we don't. And we have a Discord channel. We have some questions in the Discord channel. Speaking of, so if you want to join our Discord, ask us questions like this one. It says, Robbie on Mars, which I keep reading, Rami Bonars. He says, can you only eat McDonald's for brekkie, lunch, and dinner for the rest of your life, or snort the white sugar one time and eat whatever you want? What are you doing?
I think I'd probably go for the white sugar.
Yeah, it's either I snort the white sugar once, or do I just die within a week?
That's pretty much what you're asking me. We know how it goes.
I've never seen it.
I could have sworn they made you watch it at school at some point. Yeah.
Really?
Well, then again, I did go to school mostly in Nevada.
I never watched it, dude. I remember they were showing us like how babies were made and everything, and I fell asleep. So I literally woke up and she was giving birth. And I just put my head back down and went back to sleep.
No shit like that.
And went back to sleep. Yeah, and then this guy named Dame asked, does them cheeks count? Robbie?
Do they?
Do your cheeks count?
Gunfire? You got my number. Text it to me.
No. Gunfire. And Peachy Bree says, will Damien be back for the next episode? Eyeballs. What are your thoughts on the new Batman movie coming out? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We never even talked about Batman, dude.
Look, Robert Pattinson can get down. That's all I'm saying. Like, he's a good actor.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me fix that for you. Robert Pattinson can't get it. Look, he belongs to the boys now, okay?
You know when the sun hit him? Twilight, he was sparkling. So was my pee-pee.
But yeah, the Batman movie looks badass. Tickets should be going on sale like within the hour, I believe. I'm buying the whole theater. This is Robert Pattinson, goddamn it. Dude, the Batman movie is going to be almost three Ooh. Hours long. Yeah, and I cannot be more excited because I think it is the longest Batman movie ever made.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, the Batman movie looks freaking awesome. I can't wait. Robert Pattinson looks great playing Bruce Wayne and Batman. And yeah, I just can't wait. It's going to be freaking awesome. I mean, we get to see more of Catwoman, see how her origin story starts out also too.
I'll watch anything
from her and Bruce.
That. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if you guys want to ask us any questions like those, join our Discord. A link to it is in the description or the bio, wherever you guys are listening to us from. And yeah, that's been episode 75. Any last things to say, Dave?
See you guys on the next one.
Definitely. Thank you. Bye.